This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Look out!
It's Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. Presented by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. A lot of talk today on the show about the Celtics dropping game one, their poor shot selection, their star not showing up in the fourth quarter, Jason Tatum, 0-for-7. In the fourth quarter. He did make a shot in overtime, so credit to him. I don't want to take that away from him.
Yeah.
But the Celtics now trail in the postseason for the first time since the playoffs 2 years ago when they were eliminated by the Miami Heat. How do they respond? How does Tatum respond? We can get into it. Plus, who you blaming for the Celtics being down one game? I'd start with Tatum. A lot of people blaming Mazzulla. Twitch chat, text line, think we're letting Jaylen Brown off the hook, so you can jump in there. But it's not only a tier for Tuesday, or a tier Tuesday, rather, here on Jones and Keith. But Keith,
yes.
Not just a two for Tuesday, no. Also a tier Tuesday. We're tearing off the biggest losers in sports today.
That's right. And this is sports losers. Now, some of them may also be losers in their personal life, but we're going to let you decide that. This is more them as athletes, competitors.
Sports losers, possibly real life losers
also,
as well.
Also, decent chance losers in real life, but I can't really speak to that. We don't know the whole picture. And this was sort of inspired last week by Giannis getting bounced out of the first round once again. And we're like, man, there are a lot of guys that, and like really good players and Hall of Famers even, but you just kind of label them as a loser.
Yeah.
And so we have, as of right now, four tiers, although again, always fluid. We can add or subtract tiers as we go. But as a baseline for this, we have the top tier, which would be the gloat.
Loser! You're a loser!
That's greatest the losers of all time.
So not the goat, the
no,
gloat.
The gloat.
Okay, good.
The gloat. Tier down, which could be a busy tier, but losers who won.
It's not about winning. It's about fun.
And I keep forgetting. We have Tatum on this or we don't?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
He is not included in this. Because if you want to put Tatum on there, I'm putting LeBron on there. And so we're not putting either one of them
okay.
on there.
Got it.
But so losers who won, which again could be busy because some people would say, how can you guys call Giannis a loser? He won a title. It's like,
yeah. No, just listen.
Look
to
at
him.
All the other seasons. Listen to him yeah. post game.
Just listen like, to him. He's a loser. I don't know.
Yeah. The third tier down, Stinky. Stinky.
P.U.
Stinks.
Stink. Cannot win with him.
Stinks. It's not as bad as, you know, being the gloat.
Yeah.
Or being
or
loser
who won.
Who won.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
stinky.
Yeah.
And then the bottom tier, lovable loser.
I loved it.
So a loser nonetheless, but lovable. Sort of like a charming loser.
Yeah.
But still regarded as a loser. So I have a series of names here. And
okay.
Let's toss them out there. Ready? We'll start with Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod. Famously a loser. But a loser who won.
He did win a chance. I think he's got to be losers who won, right?
It's not about winning. It's about fun.
Now,
well, like another guy on the list, he is sort of, he's not just a loser who won, but he's a loser who joined a team and a lot of players that had already won. So does that change your math?
I mean, he would be in the running for,
gloat?
You know, well, if he never won,
yeah,
yes,
but he won.
I think we got to put him on losers who won.
Losers who won.
We got to recognize A-Rod. The change. He wasn't just like a hanger-on at the end.
No.
You know, completely ring-chasing. I mean, he did have to actually play well in that postseason. So
yeah.
I'll give it to him.
All right, loser who won.
But no doubt a loser.
A-Rod.
Yeah.
Okay. Peyton Manning. Now, maybe a controversial one because some would say he has two Super Bowls.
He's definitely a loser who won. Again, a crowded tier, apparently, but yeah. he's definitely a loser who won, but Keith.
Yeah.
he was not. He had so many early losses, so many one and done, so many choke jobs in big spots. Now, as I like to point out with Manning, he did, because Patriots fans don't talk like this at all.
No.
He did have a winning record head to head against Belichick and Brady.
It hurts my brain.
He did.
Yeah, I know.
But I view
him. Now, he got carried to the second Super Bowl in Denver, like Weekend at Bernie style.
Yep.
He was horrible.
He was not good.
He threw more picks than touchdowns that year. He got benched for Brock Osweiler.
But he was
the defense was nasty.
He was good against the Patriots in the AFC title game.
Yeah.
At least the first half of the AFC title game. First half.
Okay.
Give him that.
All right.
And the AFC title game before that, I know they lost that Super Bowl to Seattle. Yeah. He shredded the Pats in that game.
Right.
He's a loser who won twice.
Okay, loser who won
but
twice.
But he's a loser
it's
who
not
won.
About winning. It's about fun.
See, he needs his own tier loser who won twice.
It's not about winning. It's about fun.
Loser who won twice. Okay. Dan Marino, often regarded as the greatest football player never to win a Super Bowl, or at least the greatest quarterback to never win a Super Bowl, appeared in one early in his career and then never got back there. Had a lot of records.
Gloat?
Is he gloat? Dan Marino?
I think
loser! You're a loser!
I mean, he only got to it once, as you just said.
Yeah.
Like, that makes him an extra big loser.
I would say so.
He didn't win. He only got to the game once for a guy who was, you know, regarded as one of the most gifted passers in the history of the sport.
True.
And quarterbacks take you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. Gloat.
Buffalo Bills.
Loser! You're a loser!
Now, the whole squad,
yeah.
The whole franchise, from tip to tail, are they gloat?
I view them as like a lovable, harmless loser, but you view them differently.
Yeah, well, now you're starting to get some of the Bills fans of this recent vintage. Like, there was a stretch there where I'm with you. Like, post-Jim Kelly, they had the Super Bowl trauma. Like, they lost all those Super Bowls. Then after that, they were a basement-dwelling team, and you're like, oh, I do feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But now they're almost walking around like they've won anything. And it's like, you guys haven't even made the Super Bowl yet.
They're peacocking around in those Zubas.
Yeah, like, they're kind of like, well, we got Josh Allen. It's like, okay, you can't beat Mahomes. So, like, what does that even mean?
So where do you want to put I would vote lovable, but where would you put him?
Gloat.
They're gloat?
Okay, yeah, I would think so.
Billy, we're going to need
Billy,
you.
Billy, Bills.
I know Billy's dealing with 2 for Tuesday calls back there, but we're going to need
I'm going to say they're lovable losers.
Okay.
Because, like, after, like, 4 in a row, you have a little sympathy.
They're just so harmless.
Right, okay. Exactly.
I know they're much better than the Patriots now, but, like, the Chiefs fans are like, these cute little fellas.
All right.
They're just trying to break through and win an AFC title game. These poor, harmless little guys. Yeah, it's the same way we used to view them. When the Patriots were good, our perspective on the Bills has changed because the Patriots suck so much now, but all the good teams still view the Bills the same way. They're like, you don't have to worry about these guys.
All right.
I loved it.
Okay, fine. That counts. All right. Let's go with the next one. Put them in lovable losers. How about Joe Thornton?
I think, he's not a loser who won.
Loser!
He is not.
You're a loser!
I don't find
24 years in the NHL.
I don't find him to be lovable. So he's either stinky or gloat. I want to go gloat.
I think he might be gloat. I think you have to put him in gloat.
Somewhere.
The team won a few years after he was gone.
Yeah, well, I tried to point this out to our good pal Razor.
That ended the relationship.
He didn't appreciate it.
No.
But I tried to point this out to our good
pal Razor.
Sometimes you get rid of the greatest loser of all time to open
to
up the pathway
winners.
To winning, correct.
To bring in some winners.
Thank you.
Guy Bergeron.
Thank you.
In
Bingo.
Your face.
Bingo, yes, you got it.
All right, this one could be controversial. Colin Montgomery.
So,
Monty.
Maybe I need to plead ignorance on this. Is he
the golfer?
No, I know, but what? So he never won a major?
Never won a major.
So he's not even a loser who won.
No.
Okay.
Stinky.
I would vote stinky.
Stinky.
Cannot win with him.
Like, I would think, and maybe I know we're the same age, but, like, I probably wasn't watching as much golf at the time.
Yeah.
But I would think of, like, Sergio Garcia as, like, a big loser who kind of backed into
but
a win there.
But then he
started
winning then,
he did.
He? Yeah.
You know, he won one.
Oh, one.
So, Colin Montgomery, stinky?
Stinky.
Stinky.
Stinky for Colin Montgomery.
That works.
Danica Patrick. Now, here's something you might not have known about Danica Patrick.
I'm going to need info, yeah.
0 NASCAR Cup Series wins. 0 NASCAR Xfinity Series wins.
Yeah, now, I mean,
two poles.
Two poles, no wins.
No wins. Loser.
Loser. Absolutely a loser. I don't think this is a sexist thing. We're talking about men on this list the same way.
It would have been sexist if we didn't include her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
I think you get it. I didn't realize we had that.
And girls. What the hell's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. Not inclusive.
And girls.
We're the inclusive ones.
Maybe
we're including her on the list.
Just stinky?
Well.
Or do you think it's...
She also dated Aaron Rodgers.
So does that make her a lovable
loser? You're a loser.
Oh, gloat?
Is that can she be gloat? I mean, no wins.
Oh, we didn't put Aaron Rodgers on this list. We put Aaron Rodgers on this list?
Yeah,
loser! You're a loser!
Jam Rodgers in there.
Put both of them on there? Put them together.
Yeah. Put them together.
Danica and Rogers.
Danica and Rogers. Where are we putting them? Stinky?
Both at Gloat.
Oh, they're Gloat.
Gloat.
Great. Gloat.
Yeah, Rogers probably should be Gloat. I know he's a loser who won, but like so many bad playoff losses in and around that time. Like that was such a weird one-off. That and, really was. And then what he did to the Jets.
Right. And loser. He's a real life loser.
Yeah.
Gloat.
Giannis.
Loser who won?
Just loser who
it's
won.
It's not about winning. It's about fun.
He can move up, though.
He can.
He can move up.
Kevin Durant. Now, he won twice. So, like Peyton Manning.
Loser!
Won
twice. You're a loser!
Loser who won twice. Yeah, should we make that its own tier?
Maybe we should.
Okay.
Losers who won twice.
So, is that above losers who won?
Yeah, you won two.
Losers who won twice. Yeah. Losers who won once.
Oh, wait. Or is it below?
I don't know.
No, the losers
who... below.
Yeah, and it'd be below.
Losers who won twice is below?
Yeah. The bigger loser on the scale is the one who only won once.
You got to explain tiers to me. Okay, losers who...
This is what we did, power ranking, Jones.
Yeah, Jones wants to do power ranking.
Exactly.
Right.
You're handing out rock hard fives and soft fives.
That's true.
And, that's basically,
that's true.
It's basically a ranking.
All right, Peyton and Durant. So this is the thing with Durant's two titles, to me, are probably worse than Giannis's one. Because at least Giannis, he was the clear-cut guy.
Yeah, he did
the Bucks had never won. It was his team.
I fully agree. Yeah. I do agree.
But he did win twice.
But for the purposes of these tiering system,
I gotcha.
I would order it that way.
Patrick Ewing?
Well?
What do you think of Patrick Ewing?
Between him and the next guy on the list, can we talk about these guys together?
Carmelo?
Yeah. So they
Carmelo
both
Knicks?
Loser!
You're a loser!
They both won in college.
Yeah.
Carmelo's got just a neck full of gold medals on top of it. So like,
just handing out gold medals.
Now, I think it's nonsense to like really count those, but when we're grading, can you really be the biggest loser?
The show?
I'm sorry, the Gloat, rather. Oh. I'm sorry. Can you really be
I'm
the
super confused now.
The greatest loser of all time.
Yeah.
When you do mix in a couple of wins in there,
maybe
should we
more
just,
stinky.
Or should we just cannot discount those altogether?
Because Ewing was also on the Dream Team. Now, I know they were won every game by 100 points, but like they got gold medals and they have college titles.
I think we put them in stinky.
Yeah.
They're losers.
I'm with you on that.
We're not saying they're not losers, but we got to recognize even their minor championships in there.
All right, what about these two guys that I think are somewhat related? Or these three, even? They might be in different tiers, but I'm going to throw them all at the same time.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Chris Paul.
Loser! You're a loser!
Okay. Chris Paul is a Gloat.
Gloat, I agree. CP3.
I would separate Westbrook and Harden into stinky, personally.
I have no problem with that.
League MVPs. Paul was never and this is an individual thing, not a team thing. I saw the text line earlier. It was like, Harden has to be the greatest loser of all time. I think Paul's a greater loser than that. Should we separate Westbrook and Harden?
Well, I also think that those guys...
Did Harden ever make a finals without...
An NBA finals?
Without not on that Thunder team?
No, Harden made a Western...
Oh, I'm sorry. He did make that. I forgot about that one, yes.
He made a Western Conference finals with the Rockets.
Yep. Where he
with
missed...
With Paul.
Where he missed like 27 straight threes.
Thank you. He missed a million threes with Paul.
With Paul.
Should we put them together?
No, maybe Harden should actually be on the top tier.
Right.
Because he's also so particularly bad in Game 7s.
Harden, he Paul, should be on top. Gloat. Westbrook is just stinky.
Cannot win with him.
I think Westbrook is an underappreciated player, but he's a loser. I mean, I'll say that.
What about wrestling legend The Big Show?
Now, I got a little nervous when I saw this written in the document, Keith.
The
I
Big
wasn't
Show.
I wasn't quite sure where we were going.
No, I'm not
with this.
Taking a shot at Glenn.
Okay.
I'm talking about The Big Show, who
was
famously.
I was personally sweating that out. So this is a wrestler?
Yeah, he's got good size. Okay. He is 4-9 all time at WrestleMania.
Not great.
I mean,
that is 4 wins.
I loved it.
9 losses at Mania.
Are those championships?
They're big fights. He lost to Floyd Money Mayweather, for God's sakes.
That's a gag job.
Kind of a loser.
So where is he?
Well, I just think when you saw this guy, you're thinking he's going to be one of the world's greatest champions, and he really never was.
Was he lovable?
You think lovable loser, Big Show?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put him lovable loser.
Okay. He's a loser, but he's a lovable loser.
I loved it.
Okay. He and the Bills. Last one on our list. I'm sure we're forgetting some, so feel free to text them in. Or
I do see one that's being written in a lot that I also noticed wasn't on here.
Oh, Barkley?
Should we get Barkley on there?
Lovable loser.
I loved it.
Lovable loser.
Lovable loser. Barkley.
That's perfect spot for Barkley. Lovable loser.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Maybe Gloat.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because
he was so good, but also the way he went about it and him pouting on the bench against the Pats.
I think
loser!
Like, I think Patriots fans, like specifically when he's calling out, there's classy ways to win and lose, and you have to highlight that after games.
Yeah.
And then there's another game where Phillip Rivers is playing without, I don't even like Rivers, but Rivers is playing without an ACL, and LaDainian Tomlinson can't be bothered to go into the game because he's chilly.
I agree.
Like, I mean, that's just soft as can be. I would put Tomlinson on the Gloat.
I think we have another perfect list or tier. So this is what we came up with. The Gloat, greatest losers of all time.
Yeah.
Dan Marino, Joe Thornton, Danica Patrick, Aaron Rodgers, Chris Paul, James Harden, LaDainian Tomlinson.
It's a lot of gloats.
It's a lot of gloats.
Yeah.
Losers who won, Alex Rodriguez and Giannis.
That's it?
Losers who won twice.
Oh, this is why. Right, right, right.
Peyton Manning, Kevin Durant.
Perfect.
Stinky, Colin Montgomery, Patrick Ewing, Carmelo Anthony, and Russell Westbrook.
Great.
And lovable losers, the Buffalo Bills, the Big Show, and Charles Barkley. I think we kind of nailed it.
Yeah, and you know, Tatum, you're on notice. Depending on how this postseason goes, you're on notice because we are people. We have multiple time champions on this list.
True.
Just FYI.
True.
Okay. As Keith said, just another perfect Tier Tuesday.
Wow.
Here on Jones.
It always comes together.
Yeah, Keith, it really does. Yep. It doesn't always feel like it in real time, but then you look at it and you're like, knocked it out of the park.
We really should have LeBron on this list.
Yeah.
Loser who won
four times. Three times.
Three. Yeah, okay. 617-779-7937. Those were the tiers. How'd we do?